Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I want to welcome you into my doors, find a seat, grab you a beverage and a snack, and just sit down and relax and, you know, share this time with me. I do open up the phone lines during this particular show for artists of all genres and all art forms to call in and promote yourself. This is the holiday season. This is the best time of year to get out there and start marketing yourself. So I definitely welcome you, the artists, creative souls, and small business owners to call in to Flavor Coffee House tonight. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I know there's some artists out there that have some books and have some paintings and have some crafts and some music that you want to sell, so we would love to hear from you. But otherwise, you know how I do it. I just get into playing a variety of tracks from the wonderful artists that are a part of the Flavor News movement, and why don't I get started with that tonight.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This is Darian. And on this holiday, be safe, be happy, and be blessed.
La da 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 da. I know at times you lose your way, and it's been so long since you. Thank you.
Again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I had to open up with some holiday music. It's that time of year, and I've got a few tracks that I can share with you here on Flavor News Radio. I'm really hoping that I can get some new music from some more of the members of the Flavor News movement. But I opened up with Darian Dean out of New York with his piece Holiday. And then we just listened to Caroling of Bells by John D. Green Sr. out of Detroit, Michigan. I hope your Thanksgiving was wonderful. I have to tell you, this year was probably one of the best Thanksgivings that I've had. We're in a new home. My daddy blessed the house while we were here with friends and family. My girls, we all cooked, and I have to tell you, the food was absolutely amazing. I guess the bad thing about holidays is it's a lot of work, a lot of cleaning up and, you know, leftovers, but the family took home quite a bit of the leftovers, which was a good thing. But, you know, there's still some, just a little bit left right now. And I'm sure we gained some weight over the last few days in just chowing down on some great, great food. So I hope that you are doing well. It is starting to get chilly here in Seattle, but it was actually a really beautiful sunny day. This is when it's beautiful. And, you know, it's easy to say we love living here in the Pacific Northwest. So anyway, I am going to get into playing some more tracks. I'll come back to some more holiday music in a bit. But I'm going to take you out to North Carolina and play my dear, dear friend, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. This piece is called My Lady.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Seriously, real minute. Am I to understand that you wonder what I see in you and why I care to the point of exhaling as you finish taking in that breath? Well, in my left eye, I see the glow that emanates from you in the midst of you smiling. Your mesmerizing hips sway as you put one foot in front of the other. The curvaceousness of your physical being as you stand before me, honoring me with the grace of your physical presence. In my right eye, I see the strength you display daily that comes from the core of your spirit. The standards of non-compromising that you exhibit, no matter how tough things may be for you at the moment. The passion you have for life, the compassion and respect you have for people, no matter their physical appearance or social status. When the sight from both of my eyes combine, I see one clear vision that is balanced to perfection. You dwell in the center of my heart, the place where my life was erupted. To answer your question in the simplest way possible, when I look at you, I see the woman I call my lady.
Get on my level, Girl, I'm loving on your body. From the penthouse to the lobby.
Doors open.
Sorry. Girl, I wanna take you down. Then I wanna take you under. I wanted to take it slow. How we took it this far.
You heard Quiet Storm of Spoken Word out of North Carolina with his piece, My Lady. Then I had to play a piece by my boy Winston Warrior out of the ATL, and that's his single, Elevator. If you have not seen the video, go Google it. Go over to YouTube. Put in Winston Warrior and Elevator. You need to really check it out. But I have to put a disclaimer on it. It's only for the grown and sexy. Now I'm going to take you down to the Bay Area. This is a new artist who is brand new to the Flava News movement, and I just really, really love his attitude. I think he's really going to do some things. This is Mr. Basic.
Yeah, what's up? It's your boy Stir Crazy, aka Mr. Spitz Daily, and I'm with my homeboy Mr. Basic. And
what's
we
up
in the studio right now? We getting real funky on this new
beat.
But we got somebody else in the studio. You know what I mean? We got IMF.
What up, y'all?
My partner in crime, my partner in
crime. IMF.
And we about to talk about this music.
Yeah.
So just sit
spit
back
that,
and enjoy. If music is a lady, rap must be a thug, cause everything I hear now is murder and drugs. What happened to the love and us being positive? You got one life, stop it, isn't being negative. We go dummy in the land where it's sunny, where you gotta spit ill raps and your bitch better be funny. It better be cunny or keep your ass in the house. Music dying hella hard, we lost Amy Winehouse. R.I.P. to the dope MCs, the ones that couldn't be here. Somebody pour out some beer. It makes me shed a tear the way the game done changed. These lames done blown up off that YouTube fame. What a shame. But I ain't trying to knock they hustle. They want to be CEOs like a young Russell Simmons. You got your blessings, now it's time to be given. Thank God for the music or I wouldn't be living.
Music, where would I be without the music? Turn it up and let me hear it. Lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music, where would I be without it?
Music,
where would I be without it?
Music,
I just can't live without it.
Music,
so let me tell you.
See, in the Bay, we stay maxed and relaxing. If we see some honeys looking for some action, we acting. We don't sit around waiting, homie, we make it happen. Why you think we pouring out our heart and soul when we rapping? I remember way back when, the days of back then. I must have been 10. I would skate and bump tapes with young friends. A bunch of young N's bumping young M. See, on the streets, I would meet with my cousin. A fight broke out, no doubt we would jump in. Try to break it up and get punched and then jump in. Kids would gather at the neighborhood functions. The rec center, after hours, curfew was nothing. 20 years later, still in the same hood. Some homies don't stay in touch, but I wish they would. It's all good, we all got something in common. Love for the music, the reason we rhyme.
Music, where would I be without the music?
without the music. Turn it up and let me hear it. Wanna get lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music. Where would I be without it?
Music.
Where would I be without it?
Music.
I just can't live without it.
Music.
So let me
I always had a passion for this life ever since December time of 92. Sporting Walkman's been a Sony line. Pocket full of tapes, rock pop with red fonts. Hanging that Fashion Island up here, 39. Yamaha sequencer, Roland's and Casio. Jamming with my uncle Pacifica out to Matteo. Music land star, Leopold's brass beating. Camelot Amoeba spinning every time I had the music. Meeting artists from the west to the east. E-40 company, flow, rap, cat, mob, D. Mr. Goat, Helter Skelter, the Rose family. Black Seas, the Link, Twist, Coop, Nutton, IMP. Promoting for folks from the no, L-I-M-I-T. For MB, this was all meant to be. From God sent to me. Now I spit it simply. Lace the beats pimply. Bump it instantly.
Music. Where would I be without the music? Turn it up and let me hear it. Wanna get lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music. Where would I be without it?
Music.
Where would I be without it?
Music.
I just can't live without it.
Music.
So let me tell you about it.
Music. Where would I be without the music? Turn it up and let me hear it. Wanna get lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music. Where would I be without it?
Music.
Where would I be without it?
Music.
I just can't live without it.
Music.
So let me tell you about it.
right. I took you down to the Bay Area and played tracks by Mr. Basic. That track was called Music. And then we just finished listening to Nolte with his piece, I Feel Good. Nolte was my guest on the Leopard Carpet last week. And I really kind of like these young men. They're very respectful. And they're trying really, really hard to figure it out. They have great energy, and if you see the videos of them on stage, they really, really know how to engage the crowd and get the crowd involved with what they're doing up on the stage. So I have respect for them. I know that hip-hop can be challenging sometimes. It's challenging for me, too, you know, but there are some talents that I really, really like. So Mr. Basic and Nolte are amongst those. So I played a variety of tracks tonight so far, you know, going from holiday music from Darian Dean and John D. Green Sr. into, you know, a little spoken word from my dear, dear friend Quiet Storm and something kind of grown and sexy from Winston Warrior down in the ATL. These are all talents that are a part of the Flava News movement. And I really, really want you to get familiar with them. Many of the artists that you hear on this show and other shows on Flava News Radio have product for sale, have products that are really, really great gifts to give this time of year during the holidays. So really, really think about that. I really impress upon you to support underground independent artists. I know that there are a lot of stores that are grabbing your attention and items that you're thinking about getting. But you know what? Think about supporting an independent artist during the holidays by giving one of their arts to your loved ones. I know some great crafters like Yarn Couture, to Twin Spirit, who is an amazing soul singer, but also an amazing jewelry maker. You know, there is Sean Garrison out in Minneapolis, who's a great painter. Kua down in Dallas, Texas, who is a great visual artist. To Alvin, you know, Horn, who is a wonderful writer, and my brother. To Barbara Grosvenor and Lamont Carey and Verbal Skills has a new book that has just come out. So there's some great, great people that I would encourage you to check out and consider buying their products for a gift. So, you know what? That's what I do here. I support the underground independent artists. This is the perfect show for you to call in if you have something to promote. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I would love to hear from you. The artists that have products to sell, small business owners that have, you know, things to sell and promote, I would love to hear from you. I know I've changed the show to a different date, and I know it takes a bit to get people aware that I've changed the date and time. It just doesn't work out on Saturdays for me anymore, and I really love doing it on Saturdays, but my clients at work are just so demanding of my time that it just doesn't work out for me to do them when I'm at work. So bear with me. I hope this works for you. If you think of a better day and time during the week that Flava Coffee House should be done, I'm open for that. You can send me a message to radio@flavanews.com. And you know what? I'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on the artists that you hear on Flava News Radio. I think I'm going to take you over to Denmark. This gentleman is somebody who is near and dear to my heart. I think he's just an amazing talent. He's an amazing man. He's got a beautiful little girl. His name is Tony Bunnan. I'm going to play his piece, Got Me a Black Woman.
Everybody's dressed the same as me. confusion running all through my head. Shouldn't have pulled the gun out. Seemed like a good idea at the time. I didn't point it, I didn't pull the trigger.
But the goddamn was going to shoot me down.
Got me a black woman. Got me a red woman. Got me a yellow woman. And somehow they're all the same. Got me a white woman. Got me a blue woman. I got me a new woman. Somehow they're all the same. Everything she did to get me here. An angel hovered above me, trying to help me get my thoughts clear. Ever since the days of Eve and Adam, the simple song remains the same. The judge came down hard and said you're guilty. Mr. Bun, you only have yourself to blame. Got me a black woman. Got me a red woman. Got me a yellow woman. But somehow they're all the same. Got me a white woman. Got me a blue woman. I got me a new woman. But somehow they're all the same.
Can we get closer? Let me hold you. soft a touch, lips so sweet and tender. I want you so much. I wish you'd let me show you just how much I care. I give you anything just to have you near. Should I fight this feeling and just let you go? But I just have a question, something I need to know. Can we get closer, baby?
Can I get
what's your name? And do you live nearby? And can I take you around the town tonight? I'll shower you with roses, diamonds from afar, just to let you know how wonderful you are. Girl, I have a feeling, deep inside, won't you let me tell you what my heart just can't hide?
Can we get closer, babe?
Can I get
Tony Bunn out of Denmark with his piece, Got Me a Black Woman. Then I went into a little Geronda Entertainer out of the ATL with Cozy Love. So what do you think about the music that I'm playing tonight? I know it's kind of a gumbo pop, but sometimes I just got to do it that way because I really want you to know the talents that are coming my way through Flavor News and Flavor News Movement. They're all members of the Flavor News Movement. Great, great talents, and I love supporting them and sharing them with you here on Flavor News Radio. Let me click on the link and bring my sissy in. All right, sissy, how are you?
Okay, you a trip.
Why am I a trip?
Because I'm getting a kick, and I haven't smelled all day. I'm getting a kick out of you.
Well, I'm glad that I could make you smile. I'm glad somebody likes me today. You know, I'm not necessarily one of people's favorites these days. I'm kind of ending the year on a bad note with some folk.
Don't even go in with me, because you know how we do. Even I can pick on you.
I know you're gonna pick on me. You always do.
But isn't that a pick that hurts you? It's a pick that makes you laugh.
Say that again, sissy.
Isn't that a when I pick at you, I'm not doing a hurt you. I'm doing.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I know it's all in fun. And I have to apologize to you. I know that you had sent me a track to my Gmail account, and I saw it come through on my phone that day. And I don't know what I was doing, and I got sidetracked, and I never went to go find it. And I could do that. I could do it after the show. But that's the email account that all the mass email stuff goes to. So it's probably pushed way down. But I will try to find it after the show, and if I'm not able to, I'll have you send it to my Lady Flava at flavanews.com. But let me go see if I can find it, and I'll let you know if I don't. And just, like, hit me over the head and say, you know, Flava, go find my track.
No, I put it on your Facebook account.
Oh, you put it in my Facebook account?
Yeah, I do it.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
Okay.
No, do that. Put it in my Facebook account, and then maybe if I'm, like, clever enough, I can download it tonight, you know, while we are still doing the show.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been, like, multitasking. I know this is really kind of a bad thing to say, but, you know, I've been having some fun. I do have my old desktop kind of half the time working. I have a brand new desktop that I am so blessed to have been gifted by a listener of Flava News and one of my Facebook fans, and I have a brand new desktop to go into my studio once I get in there. So I've been, you know, struggling on this old one. It doesn't always want to work for me, but today was one of those days that I could get into my Photoshop. And so I was kind of excited, and I made a flyer for Monica Monet's album and was working on some other projects. And then I made this flyer for an amazing band out here in Seattle that's doing a New Year's Eve party. And so here I'm playing music for y'all here at the coffee shop, and I'm going back and forth with him and posting the flyer I made for him on Facebook. Please forgive me. Last night, I did a 15-minute set, and yes, I was watching the Soul Train Awards, you know, so I know how to multitask doing radio shows. Don't hate. Don't talk about me.
Uh-uh.
No? What?
Go,
what?
Go ahead. You were saying I was agreeing with you. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay, send me your track and stay on the line with me. I think I'm going to go play a dear friend of ours, Sissy. I'm going to play a piece by G. Wright, okay?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to play Just Pray by G. Wright out of Washington, D.C. and the ATL.
People are hurting. People are searching without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation. For the
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
I love
All right, I had to take you in a little gospel direction, playing Just Pray by G. Wright out of Washington, D.C., by way of ATL. And then I brought you out here to the Pacific Northwest and played Thank You for Loving Me, You Never Gave Up by my girl Leroy Kim Mitchell. So, Miss Spicy, I see that you sent me your track, so I definitely will go listen to that after the show. And you were asking about Son of Man and Saint Cars and regular contact with Son. And Son and his wife just had a brand new baby.
Yeah, yeah, a little girl.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when I asked another poet who's close to Son to give me a call, she never released a message. But I think you know who I'm
thinking of. Right. Yeah, I was talking to Saint Carr the other day, and he and Son go back and forth on a regular basis, but I guess he's just really busy with his family and his job and stuff, so he's just not online like he used to be. So I don't know if there'll be a point where, you know, he'll be able to come back online. I don't even know if he's still writing or doing anything like that. It just sounds like he's just being very busy.
I don't think he might be writing, just not recording.
Mm-hmm.
And for don't say shut up.
You're fine.
No, because I tend to do that because my mom was overtime and I want to blip off a person's name and those that are not here to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of saw her running with the sister because they blurred out someone else's business.
Okay.
I just don't think if you don't want your business put out there, why are you going to do it somebody else? No matter if you are close.
Right.
I don't give a hoot name.
Right.
And yeah, I'm playing it clean.
No.
Because I'm on the phone with my sister, and I know she's going to get me later on.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, I totally, you know, I understand that. You know, one of the things that I've been doing, Spicy, going out of 2012, is really, really defining, you know, how I let people make me feel and how I react to people. And one thing that I've definitely learned is when you interact with people online, you don't always meet a really favorable person to communicate with and all of that. And so I guess I say that to you just to say, you know, some people are just really not worth getting upset about.
No, I'm not upset at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's another boy because I didn't figure her out before she got to me.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, on the other hand, earlier when you said something wrong, a person I have known for some years who I just reached out for out of blue, he's acting straight up really nilly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I had to tell him how I felt, but at the same time, he like disregards me as if I was as somebody does him. Don't do that to me. Because my feeling is that none of us people are trying to help you get over if you got to get over. It's only me who's telling you to write your feelings out on paper. It's all me saying, oh, come on over to Agent Isaac. Because, you know, I'm crazy. They're going to leave your head alone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that for me, but me.
Right.
So,
right.
It's like, I hear, I go back and forth with this. And this is, it bothers me, but I'm not going to let it hurt me.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. And that's kind of my point is, you know, there are certain people, it's just so not worth it, you know. And I have found, as I was saying earlier, you know, going out of 2012, you know, I want to be able to be in a position where I can speak my truth and be honest about what I think and feel about something and not be at a point where I have to necessarily hold the hand of the person that I'm speaking the truth to. I have to own my own stuff, just like I feel that others need to own their own stuff. And I, you know, there are people that are not happy with me, you know, going out of 2012. And I've hurt some feelings, not meaning to per se hurt feelings, but just needed to be honest about my observation and experience of things. And so, you know, I have learned also, this may not be necessarily a nice thing to say, I have learned also that it is much better to be personable with artists versus personal. And, you know, I'm going to pay more attention to that going into 2013. I love artists. I love creative souls. I love supporting them, but it's very difficult to befriend them and then be honest with them about their art or what's going on when it comes to promoting their art. So, you know, I'm going to be doing some different, I'm going to be doing some things differently going into the new year. I feel really good about it. It's something I've talked extensively with my father. I've also prayed and meditated on it, and I know that this is something that I have to do to keep my sanity in doing what it is that I'm doing so that I can move forward and continue to make those connections and open the doors for potentially some great, great talents to be heard and recognized beyond Facebook, the social networks, and even Blog Talk Radio. So, yeah, go ahead.
Look. You know how I do. I'd rather hear from you come blunt or come with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you blunt, I appreciate you all the more.
Right.
And I'm serious. How many times have I tagged you, asked you for your honest opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Although someone puts you foot around the issue.
Right.
I ask for your honest opinion. I'm asking because I am dyslexic. It doesn't mean I don't have flaws.
Right.
Just ask your opinion.
No, I know. Well, I mean, it's just like you're always honest with me, and so I think that Spicy, you and I have established that relationship over many, many years. You know, we've been connected since about, like, 2007.
But I'm saying, how can you, a person, only judge you on your performance as if they will hear your voice?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Read your piece. They don't get to know you, and you don't. You know,
right.
Because
right.
Your eyes telling you their truth. But
right.
If they're telling you their truth, it's on a whole nother level.
Right.
Establish that too.
I love getting to know artists and a little bit about themselves. And I don't mind telling a little bit about my own self. Because I think that in doing so, we can better understand each other and where we come from. So I think that when you get to know an artist and you're personable with them, it kind of helps you understand the art a little bit better and where they come from and how they come to create what it is that they are creating. I do think that sometimes, I've run into this also recently, that sometimes the art and the message in the art doesn't necessarily match the character of the artist, that I'm finding it a little bit challenging. And so, you know, there's so again, I am going through this process of just kind of rethinking about how I'm going to, you know, move forward in 2013. Still love the artist, still support the artist, you know, be personable, you know, but maybe step a little bit back, you know, from befriending artists and getting too close to them, because that's when I find it a little bit difficult to be honest about my thoughts when it comes to their art, especially obviously I'm saying that when I don't think that something's done well. As much as they say that they want my opinion, when I give an opinion, when I don't think something's done well, it doesn't necessarily go too well. So it's just a growing thing, you know, and I know that I'm meant to be here to support artists. I know that I'm meant to make the connections that I'm making, you know, outside of what everybody sees online. And, you know, I'm very, very excited about going into 2013. So you know what? I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks by my family out here in the Pacific Northwest. And one of the first songs that I played on Flava News Radio back in 2009, this is I Love My Life by Black Stax.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Nobody can quite love me like you can. Why don't you?
All right. I played a track by, again, my family, Black Stacks, out of the Pacific Northwest, their track, I Love My Life. Then, of course, I had to go into my girl, Monica Monet, was simply beautiful. I was blessed to bring Monica Monet out here this past March, and she performed with Black Stacks and several other local groups, and that was an amazing experience for me to meet her in person. She is one of the best artists I have ever met in regards to the whole package. You know, she really understands the business part. She understands the marketing. She understands the importance of quality tracks being produced. You know, it took her over a year to do Simply Beautiful. She had to save up the money to go into the studios down there in Jacksonville, Florida. She couldn't do all the tracks all at one time. Because of, you know, having to save up the money. She paid a lot of money to have her album cover created. It's actually a painting that was done that she used for her album cover, and then going in and having the eco-friendly, you know, CDs, you know, pressed and created. So she put a lot of money and effort and time and blood, sweat, and tears into this particular project. But then when you see her in person, I mean, just from her outfits to her stage presence and performance, she is just all the way around one of the best put together artists that I have ever experienced. And I'm so very, very blessed, you know, to work with her. So I've got my sissy on the phone with me, Spicy Reed, Janine Lynch. Okay, Janine Turner, I'm not sure what name she's going by right now. She's got 50 million names. I guess I got a few names myself. So she's hanging out with me on the line tonight. She's an amazing writer, an absolutely amazing writer. She has a speech impediment, and she is blessed to have some other artists that actually perform her words for her. And maybe one of these days, once I get my studio set up and everything, she and I are going to be writing a piece together, and hopefully I'll maybe record that particular piece to be able to play here on Flava News Radio, so you can hear the words of Lady Flava and Janine Lynch Turner, Spicy Ree, whatever the name is going to be. Don't kill me, okay? I don't know what name you're going by right now.
Spicy.
Okay, Spicy. So, Spicy, I'm going to get back to playing some a couple of Christmas tracks, because I'm just really excited about the holidays this year. I don't know if it's because, you know, we have a house again that my family can come and gather at, or I'm just feeling really, really good about the holidays this year. So I want to play some more Christmas music. And this piece is by John Hopkins Jr. out of Kansas City, Kansas. And the piece is called With Love at Christmas.
Christmas time. A time for love and spreading around good cheer. A time when lovers find their spark that marks their love so deep. It feels so nice at Christmas here with you, by the fire shining bright with the snow and starry lights, holding hands, making plans like children so full of glee. Yes, this is love at Christmas. This time last year, we were really far apart, but now it's clear. star. Let Christmas be a time of mending broken hearts. I'm so glad you're here this Christmas. Listening to the choirs singing carols in the night, as the smells of Christmas fill the air. Moms and dads and laughing children with their eyes glow, as thoughts of reindeer swirl inside their heads. It feels so nice at Christmas time with you. But mistletoe lights low as we dance together slow. Sweet cider warms our hearts and sets the mood just right. I'm so glad you're here this Christmas.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, where? all about the gift. The price tag shows the value of your relationship. They'll even help you decide exactly what to give. Something shiny or something new, pick one off my Christmas list. But what about a girl like me who hasn't much to give? Can I celebrate the Savior's birth without expensive gifts? Now it doesn't mean that I've come without an offering. But what I have is from my heart, just for the newborn king. I'll sing my drum for him. I'll give my best. Christ child was born to save, spread hope and joy to everyone. Come, they told me,
this is how it's done.
Spend your money,
buying things for everyone.
Accumulating worldly things doesn't matter much to me. Cause when you stop and think about it, the best things in life are free. But what about a girl like me
who hasn't much to give?
Can I celebrate the Savior's birth
without expensive gifts?
Now it doesn't mean that I've come
without an offering.
But what I have is from my heart,
just for the newborn king. I'll sing my drum for him. My best to him.
God's precious gift he gave. Christ child was born to save. Spread hope and joy to everyone.
I'll sing my drum for him. I'll give my best to him.
God's precious gift he gave. Christ child was born to save. Spread hope and joy to everyone. Whatever you do, make sure you
give it from your heart.
Take the time to teach someone.
Give it from your heart.
Share a hug, share a smile.
Give it from your heart.
Read a book to a little child.
Give it from your heart.
Hopkins Jr. out of Kansas City, Kansas with Love at Christmas. And then closing out that set with Rhonda Thomas with Little Drummer Girl. I'm loving some of this music spicy that I'm getting from some of the artists that are members of the Flavor News Movement for the holidays. I'm really hoping to get more. Some of it's new. Some of it is music that I had from last year, which, hey, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, music should be good no matter when it is that you experience it. So I was really excited to...
It's always going to be good. Well, this was from the year before. Because I see the improvements the artist has made in their writing, their singing, vice versa.
Right. Well, that's a good point, too. You know, so... let me scroll down my list and see what else I can play. Let's see. Where did that go? Well, somehow I ended up in the chat room. Okay, I don't want to be there. Let me see. Whose track could I play? Wow, this is just like kind of moving a little slow here. I think I need to give my music board some coffee or something because it's just like...
Can you put consecrated,
let's see, by G. Wright?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me go find G. Let me go find G again and see if I should have that uploaded. I do. Okay, I'm going to, for my girl, Spicy Ree, I'm going to play Consecrated for You by G. Wright.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for You. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for Your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for You. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for Your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for You. I know I can come to You, Lord. I know I can come. So I come up with a humble heart, knowing You hear. I know You will hear. To be a vessel for Your glory. Take mine, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. My life, let it be consecrated for You.
All right, that was Consecrated for You by our dear friend G. Wright, again out of the Washington, D.C., ATL area. Spicy and I used to go to G. Wright's Heart of Love radio show. I want to say it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and he still does the show. And we used to go hang out over there. And that particular track that I just played My grandbaby, Kimora, was just a newborn baby when that song came out. And she used to listen to that, you know, like I said, every Tuesday and Thursday. It would make her smile. And it's so funny now if she's 4 years old. And I wonder if she would even recognize that song. I should play it for her. But so that particular track just is very endearing to me. G also has a video for that particular track. And it's a blessing to go see it. So look up G Wright or Gregory Wright on YouTube and check out the videos that he has over there. I want to play a track by a gospel group out of Minnesota. My dear, dear friend Roger Lear actually produced this particular group. They go by the name of Eastside, and I think I'm going to play I Want to Be With You.
I wanna go.
Again, that was Eastside out of Minnesota with their track, I Want to Be With You. And again, they were produced by R.E.L. I think I want to play another spoken word piece. I really, really love this artist out of the Washington, D.C. area. And I think I'm going to play Like That by Christopher Fields.
You know, ever since I met you, I haven't been able to stop talking about you. And a good friend of mine asked me how I would describe you. And all that I could think to say was, you're like jazz lick or a rim shot. You're the sass that dares to ask, is that all you got? You're cooler than the other side of the pillow and chill like 7 degrees below zero. You're like that, yeah, just like that. You're like that end of the day sigh. You're like resting your back on the grass as clouds pass by. You're like, thank you, Jesus, when things go your way. And you're that look when there's nothing more to say. You're like that, yeah, just like that. You're like coming home after being gone too long, or singing out loud to those old school songs. You're like all of those dances that we used to do. And you're the beauty inside the pain of the blues. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that. Hot water cornbread or snapping beans. You're like that bend in Big Mama's elbow when she was stirring the greens. You're like all of that sugar and sun-kissed tea. And you're like rocking steady on a front porch swing. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that. You're like the feeling you get remembering way back when, wishing you could do it all just one more again. You're like orange sunset or golden dawn. You're like knowing it's time to go but still holding on. You're like thinking about someone and suddenly they call. You're like that satisfaction you feel when you know that you've given it your all. You're like taking a day just to lay in bed together. You're like slow dancing to always and forever. You're like that. Yeah.
Candle's flame is not a shame as shadows dance on walls and her pubic regions touches deliriously too much. Her firm and gentle hands bracing my shoulders as pelvic grinds draw circles and imaginary line upon my backside. Oh, yes. I sigh, smashing lashes, inverted mountain peaks prevent me from a blissful sleep. Arms outstretched, grasp for the edge of a mattress in the clouds, and I sigh. Her recoiling hips entices me to grind against those things that escape my mind. Arch buttocks like wings discovered they too can fly into this almost criminal ecstasy. Manhood and ego surrender from the relentless force of her pliable wet. My pubis seeking wishes of an orgasm's due. I cry as her butterfly kisses ejaculated the creamy pearl that heard the echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses. I sigh. Her butterfly kisses, the creamy pearls, the echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses, the creamy pearls. Heard the echoes of my sigh.
Spoken word pieces by Christopher Fields out of the Washington, D.C. area. His piece is called Like That. And then I just played Verbal Skills. I want to say he's out of South Carolina now, and that piece was called Size of a Butterfly Kiss. We've only got about 11 minutes left in the show, and let me see if I can at least play one or two more Christmas songs. I'm just in that mood. So I'm going to play The Christmas Song by Abdul Hall.
Yeah. Eskimo. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. They help to make the season bright. With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. See, they know that Santa's on his way. Lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
Time and night.
All right, closing out today's show was The Christmas Song by Abdul Hall out of California by way of Portland, Oregon. And then Miss Ava Lamer with Silent Night, and she is out of Sacramento, California. I want to thank everybody who hung out with me today live. Those on the phone lines, I see that the chat room closed down. I apologize for that, Miss Ruby. And I want to thank everybody who hung out with us in the wings. I want to thank my sissy, Spicy Ree, out of New York, for hanging out with me on the phone during the show. And this is where we meet every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's all about playing the unknown independent underground artists that are a part of the Flava News movement. I also do open up the phone lines for any artist from any genre, and you do not have to be a member of the Flava News movement to call in and, you know, tell us who you are and what you do, where we can find out more information about you. I also welcome small business owners to call in. I was a small business owner of Flava Coffee House in Seattle for 5 years, and I definitely know what it means to be able to, you know, find avenues to promote your business. So I welcome you to come by the coffee house every Monday night. Again, Sissy, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. Come back. I'm going to listen to your track once I get off of the show, and check it out. I'll let you know. I cannot wait. I'm hoping that you're going to give me the okay to upload it to Flava News Radio so I can add that to the list.
Why do you think I gave it to you?
Oh, well, you said you wanted me to listen to it. So I figured that meant you didn't want me to upload it.
No,
don't be scolding me.
Most of all, I want your opinion.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to give you my opinion on it. And then I'm going to upload it to my show. So don't be fussing. Don't be fussing.
No.
So anyway. So anyway, thank you so much for hanging out with me, Spicy. Thank you to everybody who listened to the show live, and thank you to those that come back and check out the archives. Flava News is all about supporting underground independent artists. This is what we do on Flava News Radio, to Flava News, the website, and all over the social networks. So take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing to support some great, great talents from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. Good night.
Good night.